You're listening to the Attract and Stand Out podcast, created for ambitious, heart-centered entrepreneurs who want to build real relationships, influence others, and make an impact with everyone they meet. I'm your host, Darlene Holly, and I'm a mom of four, a wife, a storyteller, dream builder, and a personal branding and business coach. On the show, you'll hear real conversations about what it means to run your own business, what success actually looks like, and how you can overcome obstacles that get in your way. We're growing businesses with less hustle and more ease, transforming your mindset and inspiring you to get moving and to follow your dreams. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Hi, welcome to my mom's podcast.
Hey friends, welcome back. Are you ready to create a profitable service-based personal brand and business? Download my brand new workbook and you'll learn my signature six-step process to create a successful business with less hustle and more ease. It's got easy action steps ready to implement into your business immediately so that you can start creating a business that you love. Head over to bit.ly/attractandstandoutonline to download your workbook today. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. I'm your host, Darlene Holly, and I am so excited for today's session. This is the very first time ever in over 80 recordings now that I have been face-to-face with my amazing guest, which I'm going to be interviewing Jody Silberman today. She is the founder of Just Call Jody and From We to Me, which she's also the best-selling author of a book called The Straight Skinny Divorce 101. So if you need some support in this area, Jody is your girl, and we are going to talk today all about her business, how she came into doing this amazing work that she does, and how she shows up and really just loves on these amazing clients who are going through the hardest times of their lives, right? Yeah. Like, divorce is one of those things that, man, I haven't been through one, knock on wood. Hopefully I never have, but I've had serious relationships that have gone awry. And I know how valuable having that support is. So Jody, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and I'm honored to be here and be the first on video with you.
Right.
I help people. My background, I guess I should start there.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your background.
So my background, I have over 30 years at this point as a paralegal. I always say death, divorce, and taxes. the three almost guarantees in life, are my background. And I started, my business really after my boss passed away. I have kind of a unique perspective in that I have done it on the legal side as a professional for so many years. And then I went through my own divorce. And so when I was going through my own divorce, I had gone back to school, got my degree in business administration because I love the business aspect of it. And I also love to coach people and help people get through the process and explain it to them. So then my boss passed away suddenly. He had a three-year plan. I had a three-year plan and that just didn't happen.
Went out the window.
And my business, people kept calling me after he passed away. I had to transition his business and they kept calling me, and that's kind of how Just Call Jody was born. Because people continued to call me, they needed help. Then as it grew, I realized that there's so much more to the legal process. Well, what I knew was there was more to the legal process than, or the divorce process than just legal. So that's where From We to Me came in, because there's this whole growth that happens and there's all these other aspects to divorce that you need because it's so scary, and that's what it is. And there's no information. So it's more than a legal process. It's legal, it's emotional, it's financial. Yeah. And so I kind of try and encompass all of those in From We to Me and help them grow From We to Me.
Yeah. And that's so important too, right? Like, you're able to support people. Like, they're in that hard part of their life. Like you said, there's the emotional piece, the physical trauma that your body goes through, like losing, like the things that you're used to doing every single day, all of like your life plans, your goals, your dreams, like they get impacted in such big ways in those moments. And I know how valuable it is to have somebody who can come alongside you and help you identify some of the things that you might not think of even on your own.
So yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about, like, what does a typical like conversation look like? How do people usually come into you? What are like the things that like they're really struggling with in those beginning stages?
Most of the time it's where to even start. It's because there's such fear that goes along with it. And the fear of the unknown and what happens, because it's this whole life and you're, now what happens? How do I, what does that look like? And we can't see what it looks like. So it's most of the time getting started, where do I start? A lot of times people don't realize, they think divorce, so they think there's a legal process, so they need an attorney, and then they get scared because they don't have the money, and then they don't understand. So I think it's understanding and that fear of what to do and where to begin. And then knowing that they're not alone, because it's a very lonely feeling. It can be very isolating. And then you're getting information from all directions, and you just don't know what is right and what is wrong and what to process it and what to even do with it. So I think that's where that support really comes in. And then also feeling heard is a big deal as well. So,
and I can imagine when we're going through those times too, people are like talking to their best friends, or talking to family members and in-laws and almost ex-laws, like all the different people, and everybody has an opinion.
Everybody has
like, this is what I would do. This is what I've done before. This is what I've seen. And sometimes that advice can be overwhelming. I know I've asked for advice in different subjects at different points. Yeah. And I'm like, it's like information overload. And you have like the simplistic, not that it's simple, but it's a simpler step-by-step process, which I know when I got your book, The Straight Skinny, on Divorce 101, which everyone should grab a copy if you need support. I actually gifted this to somebody after your book signing, because I did not need it. My husband was like, why are you going to a divorce book signing? And I had to be like, well, it's not for me, babe.
I'm supporting my friend. And I appreciate that. And actually, in my book, I talk about, don't listen to your friends and family. I do discuss that, because many times it's wrong information and it doesn't apply. And then it creates more anxiety. It creates more questions, and it makes sometimes making you make bad decisions, because you're basing it on something else. So I actually discuss that, because it is a problem. And it happens a lot, because we go to our family, we go to our friends, and everybody has their two cents, and they give you the information, but it may not be relative to what yours is. And then the other thing is also, after a while, your family and friends, they get tired of hearing it too. And that's the other end of it too. They're, you know, they don't understand the emotional process that you have to go through. And your friends and your family, while they're there to support you, they're not your coach, they're not your therapist, they're not those things. And sometimes they don't want to hear it anymore. And then that then comes back to you. And it's because it's such a hard process. Yeah. So I think to have that person support, knowing where you're at that time, and what you need to be able to deal with this process that is so daunting, I think is so important, because that's what helps you actually grow through the process. Because once you get through it, I've noticed most women in particular that I come across are so much more empowered and stronger once they've gone through the process and realize, like, I can do this and I'm better for it. And so it really can be an empowering thing once you start to understand it. Knowledge is power. And so that's what I try and do, is educate them, so you can, it takes the fear out of it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like you shared, it's one of those, you're in a hard situation.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do. We don't know who to ask. We don't know, you know, what the resources are. And sometimes we look at hiring, you know, a divorce attorney, and the fees can be big, and that can be scary, because oftentimes it's finances that get us in,
that get them in
the divorce situation.
And I actually get a lot of clients who have started with attorneys, and they get so far and then they get stuck, and many times, and then they're out of money and they don't know how to get finished, and they don't know what to do, and they're kind of lost in the process. And I think it's because they don't really know what the attorney's role is in the process, and they misuse the attorney, not because they're doing it on purpose, because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
And no one educates them to that. The attorneys don't tell them that. They just want you to keep calling, because it just runs up your bill.
It runs up their bill.
So it does.
Which is mind-blowing.
It really is. It's a horrible business model. I'm not even going to go down that path. But so it is. And I think that there's not a lot of support out there, and the information that's out there, it's not helpful. It's not helpful because it's written in legal jargon. And so sometimes if you just break it down and talk to somebody and explain it so they can understand it, then they can make decisions with clarity. And I think that that's really where my passion comes in, is just kind of educating them, kind of taking the curtains off the wizard and going, look, it's just a puppet back there. It's not really as scary as it seems. You can do this, you know, this is what it looks like. And so that they can advocate for themselves, because I feel like most of my clients do better on their own than with an attorney, because they get across what they need to get across.
Yeah, it takes that like shark ability sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's over exaggerated. Like when we watch the movies and all the different shows with the attorneys, there's a new show on Netflix that I was watching. I forget the name of it, but it's a law firm.
Okay.
That she works in, and they can be aggressive. They can
extremely aggressive.
Have their own agenda because they're looking for different, like they see opportunity.
Right.
In the other spouse or the partner or different situations. And I know that can stir up even more emotions because you're just trying to make it through.
And they become scared. They're scared of this attorney because they feel that this attorney holds all this power, which they do and they don't.
Yeah.
And so it becomes very scary because they feel like they have to acquiesce to this attorney because they said so. And sometimes those attorneys fail to realize that this is not corporate America. These are just two human beings and their life is falling apart. And so there needs to be some compassion there when they come at this person, and don't come at it. Understand that there's emotions there, I guess, and take that into consideration. But unfortunately, the law does not provide for emotion, and that's where that disconnect happens.
Yeah. And I love that you bring that piece into it, because you can really empathize and see what the person's, like, what they're actually experiencing, what they're going through. You can help them like look at it objectively and more level-headed.
Yes.
And like bring it back, like bring some of the emotions down through your amazing, like caring, loving personality.
Thank you.
And like let them be vulnerable, but then also say like, okay, this is where we need to look at. Here's what we're missing. Here's what you're not seeing clearly in this moment, which I know you're so gifted at.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate that. And that's kind of what I like to do. And that's really where my passion comes in, because I understand and I empathize. And I know that I've been through the emotions, and even doing what I do and having to go through it, I would turn to my boss and ask him questions, and he would look at me like, what would you tell your clients? And he'd have that principal look. And because it's hard to apply it to yourself. That's why doctors should not be their own patients, and lawyers should not be their own clients. We don't make rational decisions or when we're afraid and when we're basing it on fear. And if we can take that and take that understanding and go, okay, I understand these emotions. Now let's deal with them, but let's deal with them over here. And this is how this process works. So let me apply this here. But that doesn't mean that this isn't relevant. And I think that is what's so important, because they feel like they're trying to get all these emotions in there. But if they understood, but it doesn't work that way. And it just becomes like a cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like with my business, right? As a coach, I'm helping my clients. I'm helping guide them and give them the tools and the support and everything that they need. And I need a coach. Like,
yes,
I can coach everyone else. And I do coach myself too. Yes. Like I know how to coach myself, and I teach my clients how to coach their selves in certain situations.
Yeah.
But I know the times that I haven't had a coach, like I've seen where the disconnect can come into play.
Yes.
And so when you have somebody who's on your side, who's there for you, they can see things a little bit more objectively. Like my clients always tell me, like, you take my big picture vision and you just break it down in these manageable bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
And that's my gift, but I'd have a really hard time sometimes doing that for myself. Right. Because I need that mirror reflection of somebody else to come in and be that support person.
Yeah. I always say I'm really good with everybody else's life. I always say that because it is, it's really hard to take it and apply it to yourself, because we can see it more objectively when we're on the outside looking in and having experienced it. And we do things with the line of business that we're in, with the coaching, we do that because we're passionate about it, because we've been through these things, because we've actually experienced them. So we can identify and empathize with what they're going through. And I think that that's huge in divorce, because divorce is 90% emotion. And I think that is the biggest part of it. And just knowing, look, you can get through it, because look, I'm standing here. I never in a million years would say I'm sitting here doing this podcast. I wrote a best-selling book. I have my business and I did all this. My boss passed away. That was like my foundation. He was my friend. He was my support system. He was my attorney. He was everything. And I had to go then finish. I had a restraining order. I was in the middle of a restraining order trial, and I had to go and finish it on my own and represent myself. And that's really what made me understand, like, representing yourself, because I'd always done it from a paralegal capacity, but actually standing there and doing it in court and doing it for myself. And I cross-examined my ex and his girlfriend who he brought to court. I did objections. I did all those things, and I won. And it was really empowering. And that was scary, I'm not going to lie. And I always tell my clients, it's not easy, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's definitely not easy, but it is worth it. And you will grow from it. I am not the same person now that I was when I started out. And I can look at them and honestly say, look, you can do this because I'm here and I'm no different than they are. I'm in no different a position than anybody else.
Yeah, especially in those moments I remember looking back like at my mom's life. I lost her. It's been 21 years ago now, but she was trying to divorce my stepdad for years. And every time she would start to take those steps forward and to leave the relationship, because it wasn't a healthy relationship, she would get codependent, or she would worry she couldn't make it on her own, or she wouldn't be able to provide. And like, I saw those things come up. But when she stepped through it and they ended up getting divorced, it took her a little while. Like, she definitely had her low moments, but she really stepped into a new person at the end of it. And she was so much stronger and so much better for her, like, seeing that I'm not attached to this other person. I'm not nothing. Like, I think for so long she felt like there was like, I need him.
Yeah.
The financial stability, you know, she had two kids she had to think about.
Right.
When you're in that moment, you feel like, I can't do this on my own.
Right.
Like, how
because we project into the future and we're looking at like, how am I going to make this happen? And that's why I like to say I help people grow from we to me, because it's a growth process. And because most of the time it takes, I think this statistics show at least women try and leave at least four times or more before they actually do it. And women statistically are the ones who actually file more than men.
Yeah.
But it is, many times it takes that catastrophic thing to get us there. That for me, it did. It was something I wanted to leave so many times, and I was afraid, and I would do it for people every day. I would tell people,
you can do this.
You got this. And then I'd go home and deal with this stuff. And it's like, because it's scary and it's hard, but I have this daughter, and it's not like, when people say, well, just leave. Well, what does that look like? Am I supposed to just go stand outside with my dog, my cat, my daughter, and all of these things? What do you do?
You build a life.
You have work. You have this whole life that's happening. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can't figure it out, but you need that person to go, okay, take a breath. Let's one step at a time. This is what you need to do. And this is where you can go and you can do it. And sometimes it's just going, okay, I can do this. I can do this, you know, just like the little train that could, you know, the little engine that could. It's the same kind of thing, and just being there and knowing, because we get, in particular, especially as women, we get stuck in our heads a lot, and we sit there and we think about it. And so I think that helping take you out of your head and really rationalizing it is super helpful as well.
Yeah, I always say, like, trust your gut, like, listen to your heart and your intuition.
Yes.
And yes, our head teaches us lots of great things, but sometimes we can get like in this cycle where we don't know how to move forward because we feel like we should be doing something or we should be doing this. And I'm always like, drop in your gut. What is your gut telling you? Especially as women, we have such beautiful like intuition signs inside of our belly. And I know for myself, when I drop into that space, I'm able to make great decisions and I can, you know, move through them way easier than if I stay too stuck and up in my head.
Correct. Because we're not paying attention to it and we're not looking at it. And that's exactly what I do and really help them pay attention to it. And I do like, listen to what you're saying and let's pay attention. What are your instincts telling you right now? What are they saying to you? Okay, well, let's think about that. And then kind of go through that process, because it does, it makes you aware, and it that's how we grow, is just becoming aware of those things and figuring out what those triggers are and getting out of our heads. Because that's the worst place to be, especially when you're going through all of this, because we think of what if, and that's another thing I talk about, is you can't what if, because we have no idea. Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody knows. All I can tell you is, if you just keep going, it will all work out. It will all work out. It will all be better as it was. It won't be easy, and there will be rough patches, but they will all work out at the end. And I think many times it's just knowing that a lot of those things that are happening are just threats. They're not actually real, because we tend to believe all these things that are coming at us and, oh my God, and so I think that is really helpful, just to know, have that person like, oh my gosh, she said this. I'm like, no, that's not, okay, let's really look at the reality of what that looks like.
Yeah. No, definitely. So I'm curious. So like, you lost your partner at work. you went on this journey, like you empowered yourself to step through the rest of your divorce. You started a business. You put yourself out there. You did all these amazing things, which we do as, you know, as badass women who are out there living our lives. What was, like, as you started your business and started putting yourself out there, what were some of the struggles, challenges that you saw, or what were some, like, the big wins that you saw early on as you were running your business and putting it together?
I think there was actually being able to help people in a different perspective than working from a law office. I was actually able to help them on a more personal level and see them to grow from we to me and really make that transition and really be involved with the emotional side of it and the personal side of it rather than just the legal side of it, but really help them understand and grow into that new person and that new being. And for me, it was travel. I always wanted to travel. It's that freedom. It's a huge sense of freedom. And I can look at them and say, look, I went to Thailand. I got my TESOL certification to go teach English because I wanted to find a way to travel. And so I can say, look, this is what I did. There's always a way. There's always something. And so for me, I guess,
Just having that freedom is
huge.
And that's something I hear a lot with, you know, my clients and then even just guests on the podcast often is I started my business because I wanted time freedom.
Yeah.
I wanted the ability to be able to be home with my son.
Yeah.
I had, you know, as a mom of four, like my oldest son, I had him really young and I had a great career in retail management and I loved what I did, but I kept missing things. I'm like, I can't sign you up for soccer because I work weekends and I work nights. And I can't do there was just things that I wanted to do. And I just felt like I was in this situation where I knew I was never going to be able to create the life I wanted with that type of schedule, that type of environment.
And that's the thing, the blessing, I guess, that came from my boss, because we were actually working on a do-it-yourself divorce software program, because actually what he wanted for me was to be able to sit on the beach and answer questions about divorce. Really, that was what his end goal was. That's what he wanted. We were doing this. And so I'm still working towards that.
Yeah.
I am. My goal is to be this digital nomad and be able to work from anywhere and help people, because the divorce, whether it's the process, the emotions are the same, no matter what country, no matter what state, you know, the legal process is a little different, but the stuff that goes along with it is the same. And so just to be able to empower women and learn from them and learn from everybody else's experiences. So for me, that was creating my business. It gave me that freedom to be able to travel and be able to more engage and actually live life rather than having life live you. There's a saying from a song that I love. It said, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Mm-hmm. And I want to live. And so I think that that's what I encourage my clients to do. And they can see I'm doing it. And there's always ways to do it. It doesn't have to be, nothing's impossible. You know, it's not simple. It's not easy, but it can be done. And it's rewarding. And that's how we grow. And I think that freedom and independence is very empowering and a big deal, especially when you're coming from a marriage of many, many years and finding that person again. It's not easy because you get so lost in being a wife, being a mom, and the day-to-day things. People would say, you know, what do you like to do? I have no idea. Work.
Like I like to make dinner and like make special meals for my kids because they don't want what I cook.
Right,
I'm a short order cook these days. Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants it.
And we identify, like if you ask so many women, like, you know, who they are, the first thing they say is like wife, mom. I do it often and I've been running my business forever. And I like, that's
how they identify you too. Like my daughter's friends, even when I see people, you're Ashley's mom, because that's who we are. And that's okay. But now my daughter's 25. So I'm still her mom, but I'm not a wife. I'm a businesswoman. Finding that identity, and that's part of my business, helped me find my own identity as well. It was a big part of helping me find my identity and really coming into my own and me growing from we to me.
It's one of those things too. I was talking with a client recently and we were talking about how we're so used to as business owners, like we walk into a room and like, hey, I'm Darlene Holly. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is who I help. And then we forget about those other pieces to ourselves. And I'm like, oh, wait, I actually enjoy like curling up on the couch and reading a book or taking a hot bath. And I also used to have other hobbies. And it's hard to think about what they are sometimes now because we push them to the side for career, for family, those different things. Yeah. And so I imagine, like, as you're working with your clients, you're almost helping them rediscover who they are.
Absolutely.
And be like, oh, you know what? I like to salsa dance, or I want to learn to play the ukulele.
Exactly.
Or something different.
Absolutely. And that's huge. It really is. And I think that's the part I love to see. That's the part that keeps me going, is that passion to see them growing into themselves and becoming independent and being happy and figuring out what they like. What do I like? I don't know what I like. What is my hobby? I have no idea. What is a hobby? Yeah. I don't know what that is.
You mean sitting at soccer practice is not a hobby?
Right. It's going to softball every weekend. That's not a hobby.
So. I mean, I will say, like, kids, if you're listening, I absolutely love to watch you play soccer.
No, and I do. I wouldn't trade those weekends on the softball field with my daughter for anything. Yeah. I was with her every weekend. We had some of our best times in the car, like, because they're captive. They have to talk to you. I'm with her all the time. So I wouldn't trade that for the world. So, but at the same time, we spend so many years doing that. We do get, you know, we identify where our friend group is either work or the moms that are there, or the parents
that are the people you see because of the other activities.
Yeah. But they're your kids' activities. They're not. And then your kids grow up and you're like, okay, well, I can't keep going to other kids' softball practices. What am I doing?
I mean, you could.
I could, but
you have a kid here, man.
Like, didn't your kid graduate like 10 years ago? So you have to find those things. And it does take a second to do that, because it is a different transition because now, you know, a lot of times, you know, your friends are married. So now you're in this different place. So that's a whole nother animal that you grow into that is part of that growing process. Okay, where do I fit in? You still have these same friends, but they're doing things. Do I fit in there? Do I go there? Yeah. And it does. It becomes a whole new thing. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I think that we need to learn to embrace that and be okay with that singleness and being on your own. It's not a bad thing. It can be very empowering.
It's like embodying the new version of yourself.
Yeah.
And finding, like, the confidence that it's okay to sit, at a restaurant.
Yes.
By yourself in the beginning. Like, I've had to do that before. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. Like, usually I'm on a date doing this and I'm just going out to eat by myself.
It can be really weird. And sometimes I like doing it, and other times I'll just talk myself out of it, because it's like, oh, what am I going to do? Just sit there? Because it can get, you get in your head.
Yeah.
And I think that when you know somebody else is doing it, and you can empower, like, hey girl, look, I did this, go out there. And knowing you're not alone in doing that, it's okay. And it's actually very freeing and empowering. And that's why I love to travel on my own. I can do what I want. I go where I want. And it's actually can be an amazing experience. Yeah. So I think it helps you grow to figure out who you are in that process, and to learn not to make the same mistakes and get into another bad relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about your business and your life now, like this new version of you, even like as you've gone through this, like, what, how do you identify like what success looks like for you?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I feel like I'm always chasing it. Success to me looks like being able to help people through the divorce transition, and being able to do that from anywhere in the world, to traveling around the world, meeting new people, and doing workshops, speaking, educating people on a bigger platform.
Yeah.
So really getting the word out there, so people have this understanding and know that it's out there, that it's affordable. It doesn't have to break the bank, and you can get through it on your own. And there's other support out there, and that it's possible.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. And just knowing that you have this vision, and like you're envisioning yourself sitting on a beach, taking these phone calls, like we need to live. We don't want us to, you know, we create these businesses because we don't want to work for somebody else. And then we get stuck sometimes working for ourselves even more. Like, what's that? There's that saying, like, I didn't want to work for a company for 40 hours a week, but I'll work for 150 hours a week in my own business just to make sure I don't work 40 hours in somebody else's. Yes. But then how do we find that place where, you know, we're creating the schedule we want, scheduling time for ourselves, scheduling the activities that we want to be doing? I know in my business, like, I work typically like 25 to 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
Because I want to be, like, I started my business because I want to be able to take my kids to their soccer games. I wanted to be able to be there at night and tuck them in every single night. And if I choose to go to a conference or choose to take a client call, I get to make that choice. No one's making it for me. And that's part of like success and freedom
and
my schedule.
And that's what I know so many of my clients and, you know, people listening really want. They want that freedom and flexibility to show up, do what they want. And some of us want to be, you know, on the beach taking phone calls. Right. Some of us want to be at a soccer field, but finding success for you on your terms is so powerful.
It's so powerful. And I think that that's it. People need to look at it as not an ending, but a beginning, because it is. Yeah. Now you get to write this whole new book of what you want and be able to incorporate those things. And I also, as part of it, like to help kind of women see, look at all these opportunities that there are out there to be able to do that, especially nowadays. There are so many opportunities out there to be able to continue, number one, to support yourself and go to your kids' games, be involved, go travel, stay at home if you don't want to go outside. You know, whatever it is you want to do, you can make that happen. And I love empowering people with that knowledge so that they can really see that it can be done. I mean, we're sitting here doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it. So.
Yeah.
And I think that that in and of itself is empowering. It empowers me to be able to sit here and talk about it with you. And I think all those little things is what help us grow.
Yeah, absolutely. When you think of like what's next for your business and where you're going direction wise, like what's coming up?
So I have a workshop plans on September 24th. I actually have a workshop coming up and I'd like to do more of those workshops. I want to get out and start doing different kinds of education and workshops to help people understand the different aspects in divorce, and also bringing in other facilitators that also have a place in that divorce process, but are not necessarily legal. There's financial, there's emotional, there's self-care, there's all different types of professionals out there that are in the divorce support space that I think need to be brought to light. So I want to kind of put that out there and start doing more of those public speaking and workshops for people to actually make it more affordable, make that help more affordable and more attainable and to people, so that they can actually, the resources are there so that they can get to them.
Yeah, I love that. And so often too, like you find strategic alliance partners that work with the same type of client, but they do something a little bit different. Yes. And then you can bring all those resources together.
Yeah,
and really bring powerful teams together where they're going to invite people in. You're inviting people in. Right. And you can help each other grow your businesses and then give back to your communities in a way that gives them everything they need.
It is,
so they can thrive.
And it's so amazing because we're able to find those right people that really understand that it's not just a random, oh, I met this guy and he does this. It's no, this person understands divorce. They understand what you're going through. They realize the emotions that are involved and what you're trying to achieve, and that you're maybe not in your best space right now. So let's give them that space to really understand what's happening and walk them through the process and give them that extra time so that they really can make the proper decisions and don't regret the decisions that they're making, because things happen fast. It happens. The legal process is this hurry up and wait. It's like everything goes really slow, then it's fast. And then it's slow. So it comes throwing at you. So you want to be prepared. So when it's thrown at you, you can answer and you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And you're dealing in reality and making realistic decisions. And you don't have pie in the sky dreams too, because sometimes that happens too. So you want to make sure that you're making realistic decisions. That way you can actually make it happen.
Yeah.
So awesome. That's, I think, important.
Yeah. And I love that you're putting yourself out there and asking for what you want and like getting up on stages and speaking, because that's one of my favorite ways I know for me to get seen and get, you know, that increase that visibility by putting ourselves out there.
Yeah.
Being on a stage is like the most credentialed way you can get, you know, that authority.
Yes.
And people know you, they like you, they trust you. And then when they're ready, they remember to come back to you. Just call Jody. Let's roll into some rapid fire questions. This is my favorite part of the interview, because I just like to know lots of things. I'm a very curious person. But when you need to reflect, reset, and recharge for yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
Travel. Really kind of get out of town. Just get away.
Okay. Any like just little road trips, or do you like to get on a plane? Or like
I like to get on a plane. I'd like to really anywhere. I like to just get out, get to maybe somewhere near the beach, get into maybe I love staying in a hotel. Just getting out of my house is the biggest thing, really, because it kind of just changes what's around you. It changes everything, all those things coming at you. So I just kind of like to get out of my space, whether it be just going up to LA to hang out with my sister or taking a weekend trip to a beach somewhere or getting on a plane and going out of the country, which is, you know, I can't do that obviously as often as I'd like to and as quickly. So a lot of times for me, it's just kind of taking that 5 minutes and getting away from home base for a few minutes, you know,
stepping out. It like alters the routine a little bit.
Yes. Altering my routine. Creativity. Exactly. Just kind of stepping out of it so I can come back rejuvenated and ready to go.
Yeah. So who would you say has made the biggest impact on your life? If you could name like one person.
My boss, John McGill. Okay. Yes. No doubt about it. I mean, he taught me so much personally and professionally, and so much of what he said and taught me is in my book, is in how I go about my business, how I live my life, and in taking that courage and not letting fear get to me. I mean, I think he's huge in where I am today.
Yeah. It's powerful when we have that person who really helped guide our life in a certain direction. So when you're not reading the Straight Skinny Divorce 101 book, is there books to like to curl up on the couch reading books? Do you watch Netflix and binge? Like, what do you like to do when it comes to some of that free time?
I like to go hang out with my friends. I have been Netflixing and binging quite a bit lately. There was a period of time where I wasn't watching TV at all. I didn't want to watch TV, but I've kind of found that I'm allowing myself that permission just to kind of check out, step away from my computer and just be.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that I'm enjoying that because I'm okay with it. I used to have a really hard time with it. I know you have to work, you have to work, you have to work, you have to work. So for me, being able to just be is where I'm at right now. And that's a big thing for me. And just, you know, zoning out and turning on mindless television and just watching.
What was the last mindless television that you watched that you enjoyed? Can you think of anything? Sometimes I feel like I've watched a couple too many. So I'm like, I don't know which one I watched.
Housewives. I actually just watched The Queen. Actually, it was really good.
That one was good. That was on really good. Hulu.
Yeah. I finished watching that. So that was actually, it wasn't mindless though. It was actually really eye-opening. Some of it.
I would agree.
Really interesting. So I enjoyed that. I can't think of anything else. So.
Awesome. And I always ask this question and you kind of already a little bit of alluded, but if I could buy you a plane ticket right now and send you anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Right now, I think I'd go to Bali.
To Bali. Okay.
Yes.
What would you do there?
I want to go on a retreat. I want to do a yoga meditation retreat there. I really want to tap into really understanding that and the mind and the body and the universe and how we can tap into that, how we can really tap into those powers that we have within us and really the meditation and those things. So I really want to learn more about that. And I'd like to be able to bring that to my business and to my clients. And so that's really what I've been thinking a lot about and putting that out.
Yes. Let's go Bali retreat. I'm down with that.
Right?
I would be happy to lead one.
That's one of my things I want to do is start to do retreats actually is because I think that that's so healing to be able to do that. I was in Belize in October of last year and you can really, there's such healing powers in certain areas and in the land and just being away and being in these areas and environments where there's so much to learn. And so I think that that's so important. I think the retreats are amazing because you take it away and you learn from all of these facilitators that bring so much to the table.
Yeah.
And then you can take that and then apply it to your life as you grow and change. Yeah. And
there's it's powerful. I keep using the word powerful,
but
today.
It is.
But it's so powerful. Like when we step away and really like see ourselves.
Yeah.
And especially as we're going, you know, through hard times, which so many of your clients are doing. And like when you're fueled in that way, you're able to give back to them to help them fuel up.
Yes. And you're able to almost take that pause to see where you are because we don't see it when we're in it. We're just like in the struggle. So I think it takes that being removed and that quiet to go, wow, look where I am. Because even I have to do that. I have to take that pause and go, look where I am. You know, I'm here. I'm here because of me, and because you just keep persevering and pushing forward, and because of that support that I had. And so that's what I want to give back and put out there, is because I think that that's so important, because you need that support. And we're not good at asking for it. I'm not at all good at asking for it. So I think that that's also important.
That's a constant struggle. To be there
for those ones and understand how we as women are, and we are. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. No, I got you. I got you. You can. Yeah, exactly. And so you're not alone, and you can have it, but I'm going to be there for you too.
It makes me think about, I love to help everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the first person, if you have a baby or you're going through a divorce or you're going through a hard time, I'm like, how can I help? What can I do? I'm here. Like, just tell me, like, I'll do what I want to. And then when I would have my kids, I'm like, oh, you didn't have to bring me a meal. It's totally fine. I could totally cook and do all the things. Yeah, and I got better the more kids I had.
Yes. You learned.
By my fourth, I was like, thank God you brought me food, because we probably would have starved because I'm exhausted.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay to be exhausted.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. My last question for you, Jody, is when you hear the words attract and stand out, what does that mean to you?
Attract and stand out. I guess attract positive energy and good things in life, and to stand out is to be independent and individual and just be okay being yourself and attracting those things that you need in your life to better yourself, and attracting all of those pieces that you need to grow. And I think standing out is being yourself and being okay with being yourself and your individualism and who you are.
Amen. Preach it. Jody, thank you so much for being here. I know people are going to want to connect with you. They're going to want to follow what you're doing. Some people who are listening may not need you right this moment, but you're always great to have in the back pocket. And if you are somebody who's listening right now and you're going through a really hard time, especially if it's, you know, divorce and different things like that, reach out to Jody. She is absolutely so giving and loving. And I know that she will chat with you and see if, like, what she does and how she supports her clients is the right fit for what you're doing. And if it's not, she knows amazing resources out there as well. So definitely reach out and connect with her. And I know you have, people are going to want to connect with you. What's the best place for them to go?
So you can go to my website, fromwetome.org. So fromwetome.org. So, and then you can book a free discovery call there. And then also you can find my book on Amazon. You can find me on Amazon there.
Awesome. And then you got a free gift.
Yes. And you can also, I'm offering a free download for my workbook that goes with my master program. It has tips and tools and worksheets to help you create action plans. It has sample forms in there, and also some things to help you kind of with those emotional things and checklists to get you through the divorce process.
Awesome. Jody, thank you so much for being here. It's such an honor to be my first in-person guest. I absolutely love sharing the space and actually being in the same room with my guests. How fun is that? All right, everybody, that is a wrap for another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. Remember, I believe in you. You're allowed to stand out. You're allowed to shine. You're allowed to be you. We'll see you next week for another amazing guest and another story. Talk to you then. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you love the show, leave a review and subscribe on whichever platform you're listening on. It would mean the world to me. As a special thank you, I want to offer you a free gift, my Uncover Your Niche workbook and video training that helps you become unforgettable to your audience. You can sign up at darlenehawley.com. I look forward to seeing you all next week. In the meantime, have an amazing week, and we will talk soon.